More cognac, please. Come, Sheriff.
Thank you, Governor.
Pleasure to see you.
Thank you, sir.
May I offer you some supper?
Oh, no, no, I think you might have a little of that brandy, though.
Of course. Some brandy. I do hope you enjoy these rainy New Mexican evenings. They have a fabulous melancholy to them. They bring us closer to some greater design. At least I hope so. Allow me to introduce Mr. Llewellyn Holland. And this man is Norris. These gentlemen are very concerned about the escape of William Bonney, a concern I'm sure you also share.
Escape from my jail?
Exactly. This territory is vast and primitive. There is money here, growing investments, and political interests. We must protect these investments so that the area can continue to prosper and grow.
I believe you rode with the kid, didn't you, Sheriff?
I did.
Then you must be aware of his moves.
Well, I know Billy, and he ain't exactly predictable.
Oh, come now, Sheriff. For a man who's half outlaw himself and still smart enough to be elected sheriff by Chisholm and the other big ranchers, I expect better than that. Now, can you bring him in, or should we look elsewhere?
Oh, I can bring him in. Even the big peckerhead still mess things up by starting another cattle war.
I can assure you, Mr. Garrett, that Chisholm and the others have been advised to recognize their position. And in this particular game, there are only a few plays left. I'd advise you to grab onto a winning hand while you have a chance.
We're offering a reward of $1,000 for the kid's capture. You can have $500 now.
Well, I aim to bring the kid in. But until I do, better take your $500 and shove it up your ass and set fire to it.
Commendable notion, Sheriff.